Healthy Life.
Show is Free Talk Live, and we're doing a live Saturday edition of it. We're here to take your calls about anything, and we being Ian
and Mark.
855-450-FREE is the number. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com as well and enjoy all the features that we have on the site for you there. For those of you just tuning in, we're going to get right back to your phone calls in a moment here. Just to recap briefly, the overarching topic of discussion here has been the FBI's program, the billion-dollar program, Next Generation Identification, NGI program that will involve cameras, facial recognition software, and other biometric identifiers, so fingerprints, palm prints, other things like that, and who knows what else down the line, eye scans. These are all question marks, but we do know they're going to involve as many biometric indicators as possible, camera systems hooked up in different cities, and they've already begun to roll this out. So, you know, how does that make you feel? That's led into a variety of other conversations, including the old classic line of, oh, if you don't have anything to hide, then what's the big deal? Well, I submit that you probably do have something to hide, whether you realize it or not. And even if you are some sort of perfect law-abiding person who has never broken any governmental rule ever, I don't think that person exists. But even if you are that person, it's only a matter of time before they outlaw something that you like.
All you have to do is take a look at the TSA lines to see what it, the answer to that question. The answer to that question is, if you have nothing to hide, then what's the problem? Well, do you want to get groped? Do you want your kids groped? Do you want, do you want these people looking at these cameras of you that are supposedly of you in some level of state of undress? Mm. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things. People being, you know, getting all kinds of trouble for having too much money on them in the airport, or, you know, all some small amount of drugs on them that they might not have known was there, or some kind of ammunition.
Sure.
That they were using a gun in this bag and they left some ammunition in there. All kinds of different
problems.
Yeah,
what about your loved ones who might enjoy a little bit of marijuana here and there, or have some other addiction that they enjoy that they want to keep hidden, and then all of a sudden are you going to support putting your loved ones in jail for a decade because they got caught by some facial recognition system?
Even if you don't have a vice, someone you love does.
Let's go to the phones here, and of course you can bring up anything that you want. Bill's listening in Troutdale, Virginia, to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Bill.
Yes, I'd like you to please explain to me your statement earlier why you'd like to see the United States go down the tubes. I really understand that.
I think that the idea of centralized government is a terrible one, Bill, and I think that the U.S. government is an absolute failure. It was a nice experiment, and it's time to end it. And let's just have the states secede, as many of them as want to, go ahead and go their separate ways. How do you feel about that?
Well, kind of confused, because I'm wondering why you're setting up your little experiment there in New Hampshire. Why don't you go out of the country to do that?
Well, because it's difficult. The government has made it very hard to leave. It's essentially a prison colony, and if you don't have master's permission to leave the colony, then you can't leave. So, and besides, it's easier to move to New Hampshire. New Hampshire already has the live free or die mentality. It's a very liberty oriented place in comparison to the rest of the 50 states. So, if there was a better place elsewhere out there that would be possible to gather a bunch of liberty minded people together in that wasn't New Hampshire, I'd be very interested in hearing about it. Which is why I'm fascinated by the Honduras experiment that they're working on, which supposedly will create some free zones down in Honduras.
Still in the future.
Well, then, has it made it hard for you to leave, or is it just that you feel threatened by any other country except this country, and you feel more secure here? In which case, you pretty much sound foolish saying that you wish the United States would go down the tubes when you're trying to do everything here in this country.
I'd like to address that if I could. First off, people generally do feel comfortable where they are. They understand the devil that they know versus the devil they don't. But one thing that is clear, it's like abundantly clear, is the United States incarcerates like 10 times as many of its citizens as the next closest country behind it. And I think that might be China. It's more than, of the 26 industrialized nations, the United States has more inmates than the next 25 combined. So I think that there is probably a threat in the United States from the government to its citizens?
Well, you know, you sound like a person who's never really spent a lot of time outside of this country.
I've spent, I've vacationed outside. I mean, how much time do I have in order to qualify for whatever
sort of criteria?
Well,
the claim is going to be that things are so much better here, Mark. So why don't you just shut up and, like it?
Well, I think that's obviously silly because the United States system, as I was told in government school, is that you were supposed to be able to be involved and you're supposed to be able to change things from the inside.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Revolutions.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Shut up, Ian, and just like it because America is great.
Look, the way this country is right now, it sucks. But most places, if not every place, sucks worse.
Do you have any statistics on that? Because I've done this show for 10 years now, and I want to see the list of the United States is on the top of that's a pro-freedom list, because there's a lot of them that it's on the top of that are anti-freedom, like the most incarcerated individuals.
And it's also not, if you look at the economic indexes, there are these economic freedom indexes out there. One of them is by the Free the World Foundation, the other by the Heritage Foundation.
A very conservative group.
Yes, and both of these organizations, independent of one another, have both determined that the United States is not even generally in the top five of most economically free countries.
Sometimes we break into the top 10.
Well, you know, I'm pretty much free here in every state.
Great.
Do you carry a gun?
Do I carry a gun?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. But
I bet you don't. I bet you don't carry it in too many states. I think there's 26 states that have reciprocity. Try going to New York City and telling a cop you're carrying a gun.
I carry a state in every gun except Illinois, and in Illinois I do carry a gun, but I abide by their laws and I keep it locked up in a box while it's unloaded.
Does that make you feel free when you do that?
Absolutely not, because of the laws of the state of Illinois.
Okay, so you're not really free then. You just feel free. You like to tell yourself.
There have been a lot of people with concealed carry permits that have been locked up in New York over carrying guns.
If you let me finish my statement there, my reason for bringing up the firearm laws in this country was that in most of the rest of the world, it's much more restricted. And, how do you address that? I mean, at least we are allowed to have, by the Constitution of our country, if these states would abide by the Constitution, we are allowed to have a firearm, which means that they must, appreciate freedom to a fair degree.
In some cases, it's the states. In some cases, it's the federal government. I mean, the federal government has plenty of gun laws itself. The BATF isn't enforcing alcohol laws on gun owners. It's enforcing gun laws on gun owners. If you talk about other countries, sure, I'd love to talk about other countries. There's a lot of problems with gun freedom in Europe. I'm assuming that's where you're talking about. But when you say most of the world, geographically in most of the world, you can carry a gun. It's not a problem at all. They had gun freedom in Iraq. That didn't stop Saddam Hussein from being in charge. They had AK-47s in their houses there, and it didn't change the fact that they had a dictator in office.
Oh, Bill dropped off the line. That wasn't us. We didn't drop
him. Well, maybe he ran out of cell or something like that. He didn't seem like I had, he felt like I had outpaced him intellectually or anything.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. There's no doubt that the folks that live in the U.S. have a lot going for them. I mean, there was relative freedom for a while compared to the rest of the world, and we're kind of coasting on some of the wonderful economic benefits.
Yeah, I believe
that
in trickle-down freedom. I believe that we have a lot of the benefits economically of having been free a century ago. And by that, I mean economic freedoms. There were a lot of civil freedoms that didn't exist a century ago, which I find reprehensible.
Now, talk about a confusing position that Bill was taking. On one hand, he said it sucks in the U.S., and on the other hand, he said he's free. What a very contradictory state.
I think it's interesting that he can carry in 49 states. I mean, I haven't heard too many gun owners say that. Try rolling through Massachusetts.
Hey, brother, as soon as you asked permission to carry the gun, you weren't free anymore.
Yeah, as soon as you had to ask permission. That means you don't have that freedom.
That means it's not a right, it's a privilege. Now, it's supposed to be a right, and he seemed to acknowledge that the Constitution had certain good ideas, but the states don't really care about them. So again,
and that's a problem.
Yeah, how can you consider yourself free? And what's wrong with a bunch of liberty-minded people all moving to New Hampshire and saying, screw this, we're out of here? What's wrong with the idea of secession? 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, you take control.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point of this radio program, and we do it live 7 nights per week. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Listening options are available to you. We got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, different stream sizes for different internet connection speeds. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those and learn about our over 110 radio stations across the country that air the show in various different times throughout the week on AM and FM. Plus, our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard again every single night of the week, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel and the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
One of the big supporters of Free Talk Live and our mission here to bring the ideas of liberty to the people through the radio is Jason Osborne. He is one of the principals over at SACL CAI. SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI has lots of different solutions for you. Whatever might work for you, whether it's early out billing or contingency collections or purchasing charged off receivables, SACL CAI can handle it, and they can handle it in a very professional fashion. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's a top one. The right-hand side of the page, it's SACL CAI.
To the phones, to your thoughts. Vern, listening in South Carolina, the Myrtle Beach area, to WRNN. Hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well,
what's on your mind?
I originally called because a previous caller, I guess that's probably half an hour ago now, was upset every time he saw the American flag. It made him embarrassed or otherwise ashamed to be an American.
He thought of the corruption and, failed government programs, I think is what he was talking about, yeah.
The killings, yeah.
Yes, and, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little biased being from a military family background and being where I'm from, but that's not the first thing I think of when I see the American flag.
What do you think of?
But I think of the first thing I think of is the red, white, and blue, the blood of all the people that died to make us as free as we are. And I won't say America's perfect, but what I'd like to know is if it's not the best experiment so far in how to govern people, then what's the alternative? What do we do next?
Well, I think that's an interesting question.
I'm open to suggestions, but
I got you.
Sorry.
I think that my suggestion would be competition in the area of governance. And I think that the United States government and governments around the United States, whether it's state or local governments, are consolidating power to themselves, and that's what governments generally do. Governments are organizations that claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area. And so therefore...
Yeah,
what's that?
Systematic. What's that? It's like any other system. It tends to grow to perpetuate the system, not
mission
to,
creep.
To do
I want
to
go back real quick before before we talk about your question, or before I address that question, Vern. I'd like to address something you said about people spilling blood for your freedom, and that's what you think of when you see the flag. And I'm just wondering, when was the last time military members spilled blood for your freedom?
Let's see. My most recent family member, he didn't spill any blood. He did 20 years. That would be my uncle.
No, he said...
My uncle and my father, who both fought in World War II. Uncle was wounded, father not.
So your freedom was threatened in World War II, you thought?
I feel that the Nazi threat threatened everyone worldwide, yes.
Doesn't that seem a little unrealistic?
That's a completely different argument than what we're talking about.
Well, I know, but I'm just curious, though, because it's an interesting statement to say that that people spilled blood for your freedom. I don't see that as being the case, really. Maybe if you went back to the Revolutionary War, perhaps. But World War II, you really think there was a chance the Nazis were going to invade the U.S.?
No, but maybe not. But if they consolidated Europe, I don't know. You guys ever read any Harry Turtle, though?
I've heard the author's name. I've certainly read a great deal about World War II. I'm a bit
That's
more of a World
does.
War
he,
One buff.
He writes novels that start with, "Well, what if?"
Yep.
And a lot of he's a
It doesn't make them. These alternative history books are really interesting. Yeah. Like, what if the South had won the, you know, the Revolutionary War? What if England had sided with the Confederacy and the slavery issue hadn't have been, you know, whatever. These what ifs are really, really quite interesting. But I don't, I haven't found any American yet that has said that, you know, people, that they believe that there was a war for freedom, for America's freedom, that happened after 1946. Generally, there's pretty much a consensus that fighting China and Korea, fighting the Vietnamese, you know, and over there, Grenada, you know, all these other wars, Persian Gulf one, Iraq and Afghanistan, really didn't have anything to do with freedoms here in the United States. But that, you know, it seems more
to do with the freedoms of people that we'd allied with and promised freedom to, but that's a different perspective, I guess.
It is, and you'll remember that all those entangling alliances in World War One brought the human existence to its brink.
So let's go back to your other question. Is it the best experiment thus far? That's a hard question to answer because it depends on, you know, what are the factors that you're looking at? What indicators are you considering? Because if we look at, again, those world freedom reports, the economic freedom of the world, Hong Kong, by and away, is the most economically free place. Now, again, they don't take into personal account really personal freedoms there. So like Singapore being number two, you know, they don't have so much in the way of personal freedoms.
Spit gum on the sidewalk, you're going to get hit with a stick there.
I've heard that's a little better now, but probably not that much better. But it depends on what you're looking at. But we know that personal freedoms aren't anything to write home about here in the U.S. People are being locked up left and right for personal freedom choices that people in the government disagree with. So what's a better solution out there? Economic freedom-wise, Hong Kong knocks them out of the park, man. That's the best, most economically free place on the planet. And it has been for something like, what, the last 10 years that we've been looking at the numbers?
Yeah.
Anyway, figured I'd answer your question, Vern. Anything you want to share?
That's a good alternative anyway. I don't think I'll be backing up moving to Hong Kong anytime soon.
Me neither. I don't want to live there. It's too... Thank you for the call, Vern. I appreciate hearing from you. I just wanted to answer the question. But Hong Kong, you know, I don't want to live there. It's too urban for me. I like, you know, living out in this place. It's not as dense. Like, you know, it's too...
Yeah, the really small apartments in places like that. And, you know, I mean, now we've moved. The argument's moved. Because it used to be, well, you tell me a place in the world that's freer than the United States. And there wasn't. There was a time in my lifetime that there wasn't a place that was more economically free than the United States. It was the freest place on the planet with all its foibles, and it still has the foibles. The problem is that the politicians in Washington, D.C. specifically, and lesser so, I think, in states around the country, but maybe I'm wrong on that, but certainly the politicians in Washington, D.C., they're taking those foibles and they're planting them and hoping that they grow. They're growing foible gardens rather than trying to eliminate the problems this country has through freedom, which is the single best solution to all these problems.
Government's not interested in that.
A politician has never seen a problem that they want to solve with freedom. They see problems that the government created, and they want to create more solutions with more government.
If the government were about freedom, we'd have more freedom. But the government's about the government and making the government bigger and making their buddies wealthier.
Yeah, we're told that the government was put in place to protect our freedoms,
and
there is no evidence.
You know,
the
Republicans and Democrats, sometimes their friends are different, sometimes they're the same. You know, they get money from the same banks and the same big corporations and all that. So, you know, government's not about freedom. It never has been. So, at least the governments that we know of, 855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. They include news updates. So we give updates to folks via email, Twitter, and Facebook. Whatever your preference is. If you want to get the absolute most important updates, sign up for the email list. If you want to get the granular updates, the stuff that's going on during the show, then follow us on Twitter or Facebook, because we are hooting during the program, or at least we're doing our best. I totally blew it last night, tonight we've been hooting a little bit here and there, asking questions.
Here, making sure everything goes right.
Mark, I'm pretty sure I had to remind you to hoot a few nights ago, quite a few times.
So yeah.
You're not perfect on this whole hooting thing.
I'm just telling you that this show, catastrophe without Mark.
We've been having a lot of fun, actually, without you on Friday nights. Thank you very much. It's a refreshing change of pace.
Right. When Daddy's away.
Anyway, so news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up for Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, the classic email list. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back into your phone calls here, and we'll talk to Jack, listening to WCK in Flint, Michigan. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, and Mark, great to hear your voices tonight.
Welcome, sir.
I picked up on your comment in response to the fellow from Idaho. I almost thought he was trying to argue that voting is patriotic. I would direct his attention in the fellow from, I think it was South Carolina, who called last, was it? regarding bloodshed to make us all free and keep us all free. Smedley Butler, who was a Marine Corps commandant and a major general and reportedly awarded the Medal of Honor twice.
He probably would have gotten it a third time if officers were allowed to have gotten it at the time.
Oh, well, then what I'm going to say is no news to you, but for those in the audience, it may be that he wrote an expose or treatise, something entitled War is Racketeering.
War is a racket.
Is a racket, thank you. Okay. And so, and then isn't it also true that was it during or before the Great Depression, he was offered, or was it after the Great Depression? Anyhow, at some point he was approached by what was described as the Rothschild International, gangster bankster operatives. Maybe it was, I forget who it was exactly, but they wanted him to do a coup on the American government.
They wanted him to be the new leader. Yep.
And so I found a book by a retired British intelligence fellow, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, entitled, The Synagogue of Satan. And
okay.
I tell you what, if you guys want to read an astonishingly meticulously documented account of real world history and who's actually culpable for instigating all the various wars and creating these various secret societies.
You said the Synagogue of Satan, and the author was who?
Andrew Carrington, C as in Charlie, Carrington Hitchcock.
Jack, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the recommendation. 855-450-FREE. Sound a little conspiratorial, but then again, there are conspiracies out there.
There's no doubt that the conspiracies, and as far as I'm concerned, the military-industrial complex and its desires to see more wars, apparent desire to see more wars, seems like a conspiracy to me. I don't doubt conspiracies, but I do doubt their ability to convince.
Let's talk to Shane, listening in Kentucky, on the road, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Shane.
What's going on tonight, fellas?
Hey, we're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
Not much. I just wanted to call about all the callers that seem so extremely offended that you guys would think, our country was so awful, It seems to me like, that's almost like a slavery mentality, I've read a lot of history books, and back during the Civil War, when they freed a lot of the slaves, they left. But, there was a group of slaves that's all they ever knew was their masters, possibly their masters, fed them and maybe took reasonable good care of them, They
yep.
stayed there. They decided to stay there. In some instances, some of these slaves took up arms against the Union to protect the plantation. So,
right. They become institutionalized, suffering from, as it's been called, Stockholm Syndrome, where captives will begin identifying with their captors.
Sojourner Truth is quoted that she freed, was it Harriet Tubman or Sojourner Truth?
I believe Harriet Tubman.
Was quoted as saying that she'd freed 1,000 slaves and she'd have freed 1,000 more if they'd have known they were slaves.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Right, and, that's all these people know, and that's the same thing now, These people have, been to government schools all their life, and they've been fed this stuff for years and years and years. And, people are just brainwashed, obviously you can go to Haiti or Somalia or something, you'd be, crazy not to say, well, we do have a reasonably better, most people have a dwelling to live in and food to eat and whatnot, but to me it's the same situation, the government is our master, and they give us these things in trade, and they get a piece of our money,
Yeah, there's a lot of really, you know, right on parallels between the old chattel slavery situation and what we face today. And it really is just slavery writ large. It is a much more subtle version of it, a much more devious and effective version of it. Because as you pointed out, you know, the slaves today, you and I, we've got comfortable slave housing in which to live, and we've got fun little games that we can play, and television.
Accommodations are good.
Televisions to watch. The food's decent. The sporting entertainment, pop culture, all kinds of wonderful movies and things to distract us from the reality that we're owned, and that there are a group of men and women out there who consider themselves better than the rest of us. Mark, you had some show prep tonight. Maybe we'll talk about it later this week, or maybe you'll hit it tomorrow with the Sunday show about red light tickets and how the folks in the government vehicles don't have to pay them. So it's clear that there are two tiers of men in this country. Men and women, and that's them and those who are in control and the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm going to need to back up some of the statements you made here, because I think it's very important, is that, look, in you know, throughout time, there have been slaves, and slaves have been able to purchase their freedom. If you're not able to leave the United States, or, you know, get rid of your citizenship without paying a fee, then what's the difference between a slave buying their freedom? I have a friend of mine who lives in Tokyo who wants to buy his, you know, who wants to give up his citizenship. He says it's going to cost him just about half of his net worth to do it.
What?
That's
what?
That's the claim. And they demand
this
from
man
him,
is worth quite a bit.
Yeah, it's not cheap. And they demand from him every single year. They demand from him income tax payments. He doesn't live in the United States. He's not paying for roads and bridges and whatever it is that you might claim that he's he owes the people of the United States. He's paying for none of it.
Well, what's the difference in, you know, I'm from Tennessee, we don't have a state tax. For example, I'm driving a truck through Kentucky. I'm not paying Kentucky state tax, so he lives in another country. Why, for the whole year, what's doing everything? What does he owe the U.S. government tax? He didn't even, he's not working for a U.S. corporation.
He doesn't owe. He owes because they claim to own your body. And that's really what it comes down to.
Wherever you are.
Yeah, if somebody can claim the fruit of your labor, then as far as they're concerned, you belong to them. You are a line on a balance sheet.
Shane, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Drive safe out there. 855-450-FREE.
Truckers, real American heroes.
You want to talk about people who are helping you be more free? Those guys bringing those products across the country? Man, that's it's nice to have those things, and they make it possible. So, real service there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That allows you to dial in and take control in the remaining moments, which are imminent here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can take control. That's the point of the program. More moments. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis, Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments, which are now. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there, including stuff like our webcam. You can watch and listen and interact at the same time, as the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're an online digital peer-to-peer open source currency for the internet. This is such a complex statement that I almost have to stop down and explain it. Bitcoins are a new currency, like dollars or, you know, lira or euros or whatever. Obviously, I don't think the lira exists anymore.
Not like that, because it's not government.
Right, but it's not government issued. This is a computer program that has taken the technology of currency, which is certainly something that people need, and taken it to the next level. This is currency for the 21st millennium.
Yeah, when's the last time currency got an upgrade?
Right. There's those little strips in the dollars, remember?
Yeah, that doesn't count. It's not a fundamental change in what currency is.
It's not a fundamental change. Bitcoins are a fundamental change. You need to find out about bitcoins because they're likely the most important, I believe. Here's a prediction. Bitcoin's most important invention since the internet. And that's a pretty bold statement. So,
Did you make that one up?
I think you made that up.
Really? I'm going to give you credit for that one.
I'm not prepared to take credit for that.
It's a good statement either way. I mean, it's a really important change that is already having an impact, and you can tell it's having an impact by the price. Over $11 US per Bitcoin. That's their value.
Makes them the most valuable currency on Earth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you are somewhat incredulous upon hearing or surprised or interested upon hearing about Bitcoins, you should go to weusecoins.org and start your informational search. This will give you a video, find out more about Bitcoins. Weusecoins.org. And if you're in need of optical transceivers for your networking equipment and want to support Liberty at the same time, you can buy them from memorydealers.com.
With Bitcoins, if you like.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Jeff, listening to WTKG in the Grand Rapids area. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It sounds like a great idea, the New Hampshire Project. What I'd like to say
about... The Free State
about,
Project.
Oh, Free State. I still like the fact that you guys are in New Hampshire. That's
thank you.
Pretty cool. The homeless people in this country, man, I'll tell you this from personal experience. I mean, you know, losing a job, losing a place to live in that. Honest God, if it wasn't for good friends, I don't know where I'd be right now. But, I mean, I'm a high school graduate, have some junior college and that behind me, and a good work history and fairly professional, motorcycle, small engine mechanic. Stuff like this. So I know my way around tools and machine shops. But you talk about this one caller was talking in about if he could think of anywhere freer to live. Well, I'd like to challenge that man that if he didn't have any property, if he owned absolutely squat except for the clothes on his back and didn't have a job for 2 or 3 years like I've gone through, I'd like to see how free he'd feel when he moves from town to town and gets, moved on by the local law enforcement offices.
Mm. Well, that's an interesting point.
Well, anywhere you go, you're not going to have any rights because if you don't own property, if you don't have a car, if you have a driver's license that helps, ID, you have to have, even if you're homeless. You got to have some form of ID on it. Let me tell you, I don't know how other people do. I have some friends. I've been very thankful for that because I don't know where I'd be without them. But still... I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there homeless without a job that aren't really dumb and are quite creative.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Even if they're dumb, it doesn't really, there's lots of dumb people. It doesn't mean they deserve to be treated poorly.
No, I agree with that. And a lot of homeless, there are homeless people who actually choose to be homeless because they don't want to have all these trappings of life and the responsibilities that come along with it.
I can't imagine what percentage they are.
Of the homeless population?
Yeah.
I don't know either. I mean, obviously you've got crazies, you've got drunks, you've got losers, but there are those people, and we've I've talked to them that
vagabonds
that have chosen that lifestyle for themselves. And it's kind of interesting that you're right, Jeff, that they are targeted by the police, and obviously the police don't care the reason you're homeless. They just don't like a lot of them just don't like homeless people.
You just can't sleep here.
They're targeted by the police, no doubt about it. But it's kind of interesting that. Sort of the two economic extremes of being very wealthy and being homeless and or very, very poor with nothing to lose kind of are two of the freest, I guess, classes, if you will, in this country, in that if you've got a lot of money, you're pretty much free. Like, you can do anything. You got lawyers.
You got nothing to lose.
Right. And if you have nothing, then it doesn't really matter what happens. So you can kind of just wing it and live a relatively free lifestyle in different ways. But it's probably a little bit tougher as a homeless person than it is as a very wealthy person. But just because you don't have – just because you've got a lot
of wealth has its own problems.
Absolutely.
But I choose it over homeless.
Yeah, it doesn't – wealth has a lot of problems, and it certainly doesn't bring happiness. And, Jeff, thanks for your observations. Any other thoughts you want to share?
The creativity part, like I said, there's people that, may not be punching a clock, may not be even exist on the radar to the working class or the corporations or that, but some of us are not idle. Some of us, because our friends are helping us, we are working on things and we have the drive and the ambition to try to help make this stuff reality.
Jeff, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. A lot of people who are of less economic means have a lot of drive. The sad part is you've got the government standing in their way of creating wealth for themselves.
Yeah, the government with all its regulations dock the bottom rungs out of the ladder of success. It's difficult to get up that ladder.
If you can't afford the permits, if you can't afford the licensing fees and all that, then you're screwed. You've got to have a job for the rest of your life. You can't go into business for yourself. In most areas, in a lot of different sort of vocations. And having those government barriers out of the way would allow for more homeless people and poor people to create their own businesses and start building a life of their own and you know, building wealth for their families and themselves, and that could result in a whole lot of great things economically for this country. But again, government's not about promoting freedom. It's about standing in your way and protecting the existing establishment. Let's go to your calls here. Let's continue with Chris, listening in Indiana via cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Chris.
Good evening, Chris, gentlemen.
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that last call was kind of depressing. I mean, I'm going in for overtime tomorrow. Hey, no, I'm just joking. But anyway, I'm here in South Bend, Indiana, and, you know, I'm predicting tomorrow that the front page of the news is going to be Notre Dame beats Purdue, and buried in a stack of articles is going to be a bunch of shootings and burglaries. But anyway, here, this is what I called in about mainly, gentlemen. I was reading The Hunger Games over earlier today, like for the second time. I mean, I've been through the trilogy, but I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, government in my workplace, you know, from beginning to end, when I was going to school, because I went to public school all my life, I went to the re-education camp schools all my life, you know, government and the schools and workplaces, they're all so, to have fire drills, tornado drills, hurricane drills, it's just perfectly normal and okay. But if you bring up to your friends about how you're coming up with your own survival strategies, you know, like buying water filters, food, or like rope or compasses, gardening skills, fishing skills, binoculars, night, all the basic survival needs, I mean, that's crazy. I mean,
people will treat you
as that reaction. You get that reaction, like you get that laugh, you know. Oh, no, that ain't ever going to happen.
I'll tell you, there's instances where people are, I mean, really? Do you not want to be, you know, you don't want to have a backup generator? Just ask anybody who's been through a hurricane. It's a great idea to have that, and hurricanes are by no means the only catastrophe. It's
I think a there's a certain point at which you can become obsessed.
Oh, sure.
But I think it makes sense to have some things.
If you built a three-bedroom, two-bath bunker beneath the ground on your property, like maybe you're going too far.
Chris, thanks for the call.
Well, what about have you guys had any updates about Sam? I remember Sam was talking about survival.
Sam
and how
is
he was
doing well. Sam is a former co-host of our show, Sam from Obscured Truth Network.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing well. He's living down in Texas. He is building an underground bunker.
He hasn't been working in the summer. He says it's too hot.
And so he's, you know, he's all right. We went down and saw him last year. We happened to have a convention in the Dallas area, and he came out, and we had some sushi or something like that, and it was great. He's very happy, and Sam as well. And you can find him,
I
think he's on Facebook. So if you look for him there, you're fine.
I was just trying to make the comment that it's just so weird how people go along with the drills and everything, but when it comes to your own independent skills, you're crazy if you have your own.
I get where you're coming from, Chris. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Mark, listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Last few seconds.
You got like 20 seconds.
Okay, real quick. No, smartphones already have facial recognition to unlock them. But
yep, they sure
what
do.
I want to go with. Yeah, what I want to go with. I read this book about 5 years ago, and it had industrial and utility sites. They had these special cameras set up for facial feature recognition.
Here's what I'd like to recommend. Call tomorrow. If you did not get in tonight, we'll take your calls on the live Sunday show starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Have a great weekend. It's freetalklive.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
How's your pH today?
Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.